Hey, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're joined by our good friends, Susie and Scott.
Hey there.
First time visitors, long time listeners.
Yeah, you could say that.
All right. Now, I think I made Rochelle pissed off seconds before we started recording this show. I'm a huge secret keeper.
You are. You always forget to tell me things.
And then I
hear it from other people all the time.
And they laugh at like all the funny things.
What? Eric didn't tell you that? No, Eric doesn't tell me anything.
Eric did this funny thing.
It's a common problem in relationships from time to time, though.
But doesn't that seem like a pretty big thing to like want to tell me?
Yeah, I assumed you knew.
So what we're talking about is the previous episode of Tip Tap Tip. We couldn't do it a Sunday because Rochelle was at her book club. And it was also Super Bowl Sunday. Everybody was watching the big game.
I thought you did it on Saturday.
I brought the recorder over on Saturday. And then I carefully assembled the fucking mess, which was the unedited footage, into something kind of cohesive and palatable.
It was kind of a train wreck.
Just to catch everybody up, our buddy Shane, who's been on the show a few times, broke his leg. Yeah, in three places. He slipped on the ice at the end of an evening, and now he's all broken, and he's trapped in his place for, 46 weeks, which...
Oh, my God.
Which is going to kill him.
Yeah.
Especially Shane, because he's a going-out kind of guy. But me and a buddy of mine, Mason, decided to go over there to cheer him up, give him some company. And, you know, I figured since we weren't able to get him on the show, I figured I'd bring the show to him. So I brought the recorder over, and then I recorded some stuff. Now, Billy, who we've mentioned, who Shane has mentioned on the show before, showed up as well too. And then it was a bit of a shit show. Who am I fooling?
And I
recorded a good solid hour and 10 minutes of audio footage, about maybe 40 minutes of which made it to the actual episode, which was our previous one.
Which is probably good.
Which is very good, because there's certain things which certain people said made a point of saying, Eric, just don't. And we'll just leave it at that. But for those who hadn't heard the last episode, I'm just going to play a little preview. This is Billy telling you places he likes to hang out. Or not. What's going on here? All right, let's try this guy.
I used to hang out in parkades with girls. And
what?
Yeah, I know.
You need to explain this. I'm sorry.
Well, no, like...
I don't get this.
This is when you're young and you don't have enough money to go and get a motel room and...
Okay, all right. You drive around, you park.
You've been brought up conservative Christian.
Okay.
And then it's like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Let's go make out in a parking lot.
Okay, all right. I get it.
But, you know, I had an issue with doing it in the car, so I always used to like to find a stairwell, right? I don't know why. It worked well for a few times.
See? But, the guy is not right, man.
So, we're at the top floor. And it's late. We're at the top floor of the parkade, and I'm kind of laying... down on the stairs, and she's on top of me.
This sounds like the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Oh, that was the greatest. She's giving me the biz, eh? So my legs, are going down the stairs. I'm laying flat here, and the door is right at my head.
You're like on a landing. Your back's
I'm
on a landing.
Landing. I'm on a landing, and my head's to the door.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, that sounds smart.
So, door opens and whacks me in the fucking head.
Yeah.
And I hear this old lady, oh, are you kids okay? And she's like, oh my God. So anyway, that's just the build up to where we went to after there. Because that was right when I knew parkades just weren't good. So, like I said, I'm 16, 17, conservative Christian upbringing. You know, I like to have sex in parkades and shit like that. So,
as conservative Christians do, right?
Well, you know, where no eyes can see, you know? So I decided to take her to the next other place where I think nobody's going to catch us, which was out behind the dumpster behind the
Oh, my God.
You might want to cut it there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, behind the dumpster, behind the local Zellers. And we were doing it dog style for a while.
I'm aghast.
And her head did ricochet off the dumpster. Oh,
jeez.
So I win, you guys lose.
I don't know what you win though. I don't understand what you win.
A one way ticket to hell.
He's dumpster king.
Oh my god,
this is fantastic.
Anyways, that was a taste.
And I totally want to listen to this now. You've listened to it, right?
Yeah. So Scott,
and I will. I'll give Billy credit for introducing a new phrase, which I want to enter into my. My lexicon, the biz.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I've never heard it in that context before, but it sounds completely appropriate.
You know, they should change the name to Steak and a Blowjob Day to the biz. Yeah. Or the biz steak.
So that's what happens when guys get together. There's no women around, and they drink lots and lots of beer and watch... we watch a lot of Battlestar. Yeah. It's guys' night out.
Or in.
What do girls talk about?
Same sort of shit, actually.
Yeah.
But more flowerful, more flowery. Yeah.
No, not really.
No.
The biz.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think if I had thought of that, I would have been like, yeah, he was giving me the biz. And...
I'm just trying to think of like when, because me and you are in a book club together. When yep. we do our book club meetings, we... talk yeah. about lots of stuff, and you talk about all that kind of shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine yeah. it's all about books.
No, it's actually no. like 10% about books.
And 90% about...
the biz.
Yes, it's about blowjobs.
Oh, dude.
How much we love giving blowjobs, all of that stuff. Getting blowjobs.
Oh, my goodness.
Book club is really about...
We talk know. About that for like an hour.
Yeah. Drink some wine. Yeah.
So Rochelle and I have discovered, well, actually, I'll give Rochelle this credit. She discovered this great new show, well, sort of an older show on Netflix that she's been watching over the last few days. I didn't know what it was, but I remember going to bed, I think it was Monday evening, and all I could hear from the other room was just Rochelle laughing her face.
Yeah, it's like laugh out loud funny. I know it sounds really cheesy, but I don't normally laugh out loud, but this show is hilarious.
You're it's a show called about pulling on BBC.
Hmm?
Oh.
LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do know what pulling means, right?
What?
Scoring.
Well, yeah, no, she knew that.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
no,
really?
Yeah.
That's,
no,
what the,
that's what the Brits call
that's, yeah.
going out to like pick people up is going on, out on the pull.
Oh, okay. That makes all sense.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of show that I think... could best be described as like a Sex in the City that guys would actually watch because it's actually funny and the characters are not annoying.
Yeah, and that girls who don't like to buy lots of shoes and watch a show all about that would actually like.
I think one of the characters is
I like Sex in the City, but it's kind of flaky, right? Like this.
Well,
is,
yeah, and you can't really relate to them either.
No, this is more it's more ridiculous.
What do you mean you can't relate to them? I mean, I relate to them.
Yeah.
Prada handbags? Come on.
Yeah.
The one thing I could never figure out from Sex and the City is, like, how can you be a writer and afford Manolo Blahniks?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. live in New York.
And not
downtown.
Really
in Manhattan.
Particularly a successful writer. Like, you've got a column in the fucking newspaper. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense.
And then in the end, she gets a book deal. What?
Syndication, yeah. baby.
One of the characters in this series is a I think like an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
But she's also raging drunk, and she's constantly showing up to her.
Well, I love the flaw.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play.
And she's the one who's pulling the most, like every night.
I'm gonna play a short clip from one of the episodes here. Even though you can't see, you'll still get the gist of it. Just have a listen.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good, good. Not too bad. Yourself?
You can't complain. I'd like to, but no one will listen.
Where's your little granddaughter today? Did her bike arrive in the end?
Oh, yeah. 2 days later.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Sort of set this up, she's just stepped into a dry cleaning place. She's talking to the attendant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's got it now. That's the main thing.
It is. It is.
Mike, I've got a little tear in this dress. I need it for tonight. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, we're a bit chocker. Let's have a look. We'll see what we can do.
It's mainly along the seam, but it probably needs a bit of a stitch.
Bloody hell. You've been playing rugby in this again?
I think a rugby player was involved.
Well, for you, £10. It's going to have to be tomorrow, though. This is a machine job.
Oh, I was really hoping to get it back for tonight.
I'd love to, Karen, but as I say, it's a machine job. I can't get at the machine till tomorrow.
Just for me?
Oh, sorry, Karen, I can't, really.
Please, please, please.
I can't.
Go on.
I'm sorry, Karen, I can't.
Right, OK. Great. So what was that all about the other day, then?
What?
You know, the other day. You going on about your granddaughter, Muggins, standing here, listening to it all, asking questions, being interested. My granddaughter this, my granddaughter that, my fucking granddaughter with a stupid sport little bike. What was that all for? I thought that was money in the bank. What was I wasting my time for? Do you think I like listening to pricks like you?
Karen.
You love the power, don't you? It's all about the power. It's people like you that make this country. You really are a piece of shit.
Nice.
Bravo.
Yeah. Have you seen that episode yet? There was only 12 episodes in total over two series, and then like a 1 hour special. So.
And the funny thing is that the tear from her dress is actually like in the back of her dress, and it's because some guy likes to pretend to rape her.
Oh, no.
It's his thing. It's his, like, you know.
It's his fetish.
Yeah, it's his fetish.
There are lots of people in the world who have, you know, rape fantasies. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Anyway, it's such a funny show.
So moving along.
I think that's something I might need to legally acquire on the interweb.
Well, it's on Netflix, but...
Don't have that.
Really?
It's not free. Yet. Like your phone.
Netflix?
I don't know if the selection is big enough yet.
$8.
Yeah. $8 is cheap.
$8. Yeah. Like, you know, for the amount of selection.
Yeah.
It's like watching one movie on Shaw.
We could cancel our cable. Anyway.
Depends, really. Like, if you like watching shitty reality TV or sports.
I like watching the news in the morning, though.
Yeah.
We're pretty close now. You know, news in the morning, maybe a little Coronation Street.
Can you watch Coronation Street on the website?
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, because I remember you mentioning it.
You can watch the news on their websites, too, can't you?
I don't know. I've never actually gone to a website looking for news, I guess, except for printed news.
Yeah.
Roman Catholics need no longer find a priest to confess. A new iPhone app replaces the confessional. They have an app for everything, including confessing your sins.
I don't think that counts.
Well, it actually does count.
I'll tell you why it's count.
I don't know. I've heard two sides to that story.
Pope says it's okay, it's okay.
He says it's okay?
If the Pope says it's okay, it's okay.
And he does. Catholics with a guilty conscience no longer need to find a priest to unburden their souls. They just need to whip out their iPhones. Confession... A Roman Catholic app bills itself as the perfect aid for every penitent. Sanctioned by the Catholic Church in the United States, the application guides users through the sacrament of promises and promises a personalized examination of conscience for each user. According to its descriptions on iTunes, worried about the secrecy of your sinning? Don't be. The app comes with password protected profiles. Other highlights include ability to add sins not listed in the standard examination of conscience. So I guess you're given a checklist and...
I'm getting this app and I'm going to fuck with it.
There must be an other box.
And then you fill in the blank. And choose from seven different acts of contrition. The acts developers say they were inspired by Pope Benedict the 16th, pardon me, World Communication Day address last year in which he called on priests to embrace digital communication. Unfortunately, the app can't grant absolution. Catholics still have to see a priest for that. For now, anyways. I was going to check out the app for the show.
I could download that and be like, to my grandfather, see, I'm not a bad Catholic.
$1.99.
Oh, it should be free.
You would think. You would think that absolving yourself of sins would be a price that the...
those pricks have always put the money.
It's priceless. Well, you know,
it goes against everything the Catholics believe.
Yeah. What do you mean? The Pope isn't jewel-encrusted at all.
So I can't...
You know, it would be so funny if you could, like, hack into a whole bunch of people's confessions.
Yeah.
And listen to them.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, think mixing, like, Paris Hilton and this app.
Well, and me.
The possibilities for, you know, just leaked secrets.
Yeah. It could be like WikiLeaks.
What?
We can make it like WikiLeaks. Like, confession leaks. It would be fun.
Okay. Why don't you do one? Why don't you pretend to do one?
Oh, I could totally do one. Let's see.
I'll be the Pope.
You'll be the Pope.
You'll be the iPhone app.
I don't think the Pope has to hear confession anymore.
Beep.
Hi, Pope. The other day, I coveted my neighbor. I stole from a dog. I threw a bum down the garbage chute. I stole from a bum. And then I dressed in... you know, cross-dressed and drag, except for, you know, I was dressed as a man, impersonating a man, down the street, impersonating a homosexual man. How's that roll with you?
See, but the thing is, like, if it's an app, it's not like they can say anything back to you.
No, I know.
No, you type like it all in, so it's all, like, recorded and stuff. You
know. Yeah. It's not really as much fun.
Now you get to go, boop,
beep.
And but then, wait, I'm not finished.
And then say, what did they say? Do some Hail Marys? Is that what you do?
Yeah, or Our Fathers or whatever.
Sprinkle some holy water. And
you have to do 1,000 our Fathers. I don't know. I don't know anything.
That's
about
a lot.
All I know is
signs of the cross or
this
or stations of the cross.
The Holy Ghost?
No, the stations of the cross.
I don't know what the stations of the cross is. I'm a bad Catholic.
Speaking of Catholics, I have a clip coming up. A gentleman, Catholic gentleman, has his solution when it comes to democracy. It's actually kind of interesting. I'll let you have a listen here.
There's an inherent problem with democracy. Actually, it's definitional. It's this. Everyone gets to vote. That's right. Everyone gets to vote. Consider for a moment. The informed get to vote, those who have studied the candidates and issues and consider the impact on not only themselves, but the society at large. But in addition to the informed, the ignorant get to vote as well, those who have studied nothing and don't care about anything except themselves and their own narrow interests.
This is why I love YouTube, because I find interesting stuff like this.
And he's right.
And the title of this video is We Need a Christian Dictator. Just so we're clear on where.
Just so we're
clear as where his nice. Entire.
So what he wants to do that or?
Oh yeah, and it's this 4-minute video is his argument as to why that is a really good idea
and why he should do it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about him in particular, but he's just saying.
He probably wants to. I was just trying to look he's kind of fuzzy. I mean, it looks like he might be wearing an ascot, which I thought was cool, but I think it's just a furry chest.
I'm going to guess. I can't see the computer. I can't see.
That's not very conservative. I'm going to guess. Oh, my goodness.
Is he like a middle-aged white guy?
He's got to button that shit up.
He comes from the...
A little manscaping, maybe?
No, he comes from the Tony Robbins School of Handsomeness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I just really think that he should wear a tie.
Yeah, if you're gonna be a dictator, man, you better wear a fucking tie.
Yeah, like, come on. Don't half-ass it.
Right. You know, Castro wore a whole fucking uniform.
Dude, better at least have a trench coat.
Yeah. And don't care about anything except themselves and their own narrow interests. Imagine the scene. Two voters walking into voting booths side by side. One casts a vote with an eye to improving the society at large by rolling back abortion, defending traditional marriage, reducing government's ability to crush families with heavy taxation, etc. Such a voter casts his vote with an eye to the common good, the authentic common good, what's best for the culture as a whole. Right next to him is a voter who doesn't give a hoot about society at large. All he cares about...
Who says hoot?
What's the owl
says hoot?
And only the owl.
Right next to him is
hoot.
Eric of the show Tip Tap Tip. Where do I vote? I checked the boxes to look like a happy face.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Yeah. Out of his own selfish interest of ensuring abortion stays legal so he can have sex with no consequences or have his decision to have...
Wow, yeah, that's lumping a lot of people together into one big box.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, everybody's voting for this guy.
You had me up until there, buddy. Now you lost me. Yeah. The whole sex with no consequence, I was like...
That sounds like fun.
Sex with another man celebrated as a right. Such a voter exhibits little else than an adolescent preoccupation with self-absorption. And imagine, he actually gets to vote. What a...
Whoa! I'd love to see Dan Savage's retort to this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. This, you should email him the link.
Oh, the person in question who made the video has a whole... He has about 400 videos.
No. Whoa!
He puts out one every couple days. I think it's... I'll put the link up to...
You know what I find really irritating about this video?
What's that?
You know when people... Like, when he's saying this stuff, there's, like, certain words that...
It's like a PowerPoint presentation behind
next to him.
Oh,
and
no.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
It's like they're just trying to drive like, these, like, main...
No things. Consequences.
Yeah.
In case you didn't hear him say it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
it's
you can
so
read
cheesy.
It too. If you can read, you ignorant person.
I can't read.
What do I need reading for when I can just...
I don't need to read, I can vote!
I just check the boxes.
Country. And it is a system that will end in self-destruction. The nature of man is to be self-absorbed. That is because our nature is fallen. It no longer looks at God. It looks rather into a mirror. In fact, it stares into the mirror, totally absorbed, and can think of little else. This is why, if we're going to insist on a system where we elect leaders, if we're going to insist on that system, only virtuous people should be allowed to vote.
Okay.
Ruthless men and women who, knowing human nature very well, and thereby the means to control and manipulate it, wield great influence over the selfish masses. They class everything in terms of rights. A right to marry your homosexual sex partner, a right to kill your child, a right to have others in society pay for your lack of effort. Such
a right to wage war.
A right to vote.
This is right in like...
In
was he doing flying quotes?
Yeah. Oh, right. Do you know what that reminds me of? Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live when he's
the motivational
like,
speaker.
Yeah. And he does it so good because he's like gets his whole body into it. Like right. So awesome. And I might live in a van down by the river.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah. Man, but inappropriate quotes are the worst. Like, it's just basically taking a sign that's really badly written and then orating it.
Yeah. Idle parasites will cast their votes in such a way that will only hasten the destruction of a nation. It's like a cancer destroying its host. It enjoys ravaging the body until the body is dead. The cancer must be eliminated, and the only way to prevent a democracy from committing suicide is to limit the vote to faithful people will be the ones looking.
Well, then technically that's not really a democracy.
No, it's not
a democracy at all.
And how do you decide who is, like, he's basically saying the only people that can vote are people that think like him. That's pretty self-absorbed.
I think that everybody that should be able to vote is everybody except for people like him.
So. Yeah. Like, the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that whole mirror thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck's with that?
Oh, it's just, there's a bunch of people out there that are uber Christian that believe that people that don't believe in God, like atheists, are basically just mostly self-absorbed, self-reflecting, and looking at society and reflecting it back internally without any kind of, like...
I'd go even farther. I'd say that it's like the Christian right looking at everybody else and saying, you know, other people's faiths aren't all that valid at all. So,
Yeah, but then aren't they just doing the same thing? They're just looking in the mirror and thinking that they're
absolutely. Yeah. He's so being very, very hypocritical.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Christians are not hypocrites.
Let's not say all Christians.
No. Okay.
No, not all Christians.
No.
But maybe
I really
this
like
guy.
Those peeps. Who are the Fred Phelps peeps? They're pretty funny.
Oh.
Those people are scary.
Yeah, they are. I love their parodies, though. Like, anytime you want to have a really good fucking laugh.
I will say this. They did, you know, they're almost like the Weird Al of this.
Can we explain just a little bit, like, about who those people are, just in case people don't know?
The Westboro Baptist Church, you may have heard of these guys on the news. So they're the ones who picket funerals of soldiers. You know, the God Hates Fags people. They have their big obnoxious signs. They go around.
Oh, and they also hate Canada, too.
They hate everything.
Everybody. Yeah. They hate soldiers.
Yeah. And so anyways...
do they hate bacon?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, man. Then they're going to get on my last fucking nerve.
No, I don't really care. All the more bacon for me.
They shouldn't get to eat bacon.
But
exactly.
Yeah. One of the things that they do is they do parody videos. I don't know if you call them parody, but what they do is they do popular songs and they rewrite the lyrics with their own specific...
Oh, those are so funny.
To tell people that they're burning in hell, essentially.
Yeah,
it's really
exactly.
Funny. I think they're really amusing.
Yeah, they've done everything from, you know, like Simon and Garfunkel, Lady Gaga, and...
Eric, can we do that?
What?
Can we make a music video?
You guys should.
That would be so awesome.
And while I hesitate to ever give them... Maybe we can ever. Yeah, maybe.
Let's do a Guns N' Roses one.
Oh, geez. I don't think Guns N' Roses can be done after Fergie killed them on the halftime show of the...
yeah, I heard about
what?
That.
What?
Oh, during the halftime show at the Super Bowl,
Fergie
did a cover of Sweet Child of Mine with a slash playing guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of done.
I don't think her voice would work.
Sweet child of mine. Like that.
Wow.
You probably sound better than what she did.
No.
She's probably right on par. Yeah.
But anyways.
I don't know. She probably uses autotune, though. You probably did a better rendition.
I can do autotune. I can make that happen.
So
I have the ass.
What video do you want to do?
Oh, I hadn't really thought of that.
You could actually do a parody and make it religious and send it back to the Westboro Baptist Church and tell them that they converted you. And you could make what Sweet Child of Mine into Sweet God of Mine.
Yeah, like what Cartman did on South Park, where
right.
He made every song into a religious song.
Yeah, by what do you replace the word baby with Jesus or something?
Yeah.
Like but one of the videos that they did, it was just kind of strange because as far as I know, it wasn't a huge, huge hit. Was the Gorillaz song? What was their first single? The one with Dale.
I know I have it in my head, but I can't.
With Dell?
Gorillaz.
Yeah.
Sunshine in a bag.
No bags and.
I'm useless, but not for long.
The one with a
future.
Yeah.
Why? It's funny, the name totally escapes me right now. But anyways, they did a cover of that. But.
Okay, so what is your favorite music video that you would love to do?
November Rain.
Oh, come on.
I like that one, too.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Rochelle could play the piano.
I do know that on the piano.
I love that chick's wedding dress. It's so slutty.
And instead of a Slash doing like a solo on top of like a cliff, it'd be me on top of like a pile of garbage with like and maybe Susie would be holding like a fan just for the dramatic effect, and then at one point the garbage would give away from beneath my feet and then I'd just fall and,
yuck.
I don't
and awesome.
I'm hardly a visionary when it comes to these sorts of things.
What would Scott do?
He would art direct the whole shit.
No, he'd be the one in the wedding dress.
You get to wear the trashy wedding dress.
Totally. You can't shave
I'd be one of the wedding attendees, probably, holding a couple bottles of like hard liquor or something like that.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, though, Eric, you have to pick a video.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Let's see here. So many good videos. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. How about the video?
November.
I know the one I want to do.
I think November.
I want to do the video where, you know, the one where the band are playing in that abandoned warehouse to no audience.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, that's like every single
Every band? Fucking video.
Oh, that sounds difficult.
That sounds like too much work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about you, Scott?
You mean what video would I do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You could do that Simply Irresistible video.
Yeah.
Those chicks with the guitars.
Oh, yeah.
Or Addicted to Love or...
Yeah.
Those
ones. I don't know. I might do like a Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Nice.
Weird Al already did that parody, though.
Yeah, I know he did.
You know what? I really like that one by the Beastie Boys. The one where they're having a house party.
What? Fight for your right to party?
Yeah, that one. Just like trashing a house and jumping up on the couches. And
the thing practically is a parody. It's kind of silly lyrics.
I know.
Well, they actually, it was a parody initially.
My mom threw away my best
porno mag.
But what would you change that to? My best,
I don't know.
New Testament?
Cat fancy mag?
Either that or like, I really like that Delight one.
Oh, Groove is in the Heart.
Yeah. That's a really good video.
Yeah.
Like that, I still really like those outfits. They're just so much fun.
Yeah.
And all like the psychedelic paintings behind the lady.
That was so fucking like anomalous as a video.
Do you want me to age you? That song is over 20 years old. Just putting it out there.
Well, I know how old I am.
I'm just saying that would have made you young when that came on.
Yeah, I think it was probably in junior high.
Okay.
There's not a lot of epic videos out there anymore. Or at least maybe I'm not aware of them. Maybe I'm too...
Well, I guess
much music doesn't do shit like
and
that.
And it's on YouTube now, right? Mm-hmm. That's where most people get that shit.
Yeah, like I tend to watch like any sort of shitty music videos on YouTube or on...
Take On Me by A-ha.
That was a good video.
We should redo it with like stick figures.
Mm-hmm.
Instead
you know,
of...
It was
where, it was like a cartoon drawing, black and white, and people sort of jumped in and out of the
drawing film.
Yeah.
World.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, from 3D to 2D.
Because I know that song, but I don't know the video.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen the video?
I probably have, but...
How many takes do you think OK Goes, Here It Goes Again?
To... Is that the one where it's the big machine?
That would have taken so... many times because
I bet
like,
you those guys fucking face planted 100
yeah
oh, easily because I've almost face planted it on a treadmill
it's
myself
no
a few times
to do.
Yeah
because the thing is like you kind of get in the zone and then you look over and all of a sudden your like feet are like
flailing
so you just learn to stare straight forward but
the other thing I think would be really fun is to do that like I think it's quite common in a lot of music videos is when the person stands in the desert, and it's just them walking.
Yeah, there's
like
a whole
long
ton of
hair,
those. Yeah,
and a long jacket.
Let's see, Shania Twain has done that. Bono's done that. I'm pretty sure Madonna's done that. Come on, help me out.
Who came before Shania Twain? Like Alana?
I don't.
Oh, Alana Miles.
Alana Miles.
Yeah, was she country? I don't know.
Black Velvet.
My mother loves
that
that's
song. Country.
Every time I think of Shania Twain, I think of that stupid video where she's in that leopard
jacket.
That don't impress me much.
It's not a jacket though; it's like a whole jumpsuit with a hood. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I really have no problem with that video.
I don't have a problem with
it's a cougar cow
because it's stuck in my head. It weirds me out.
See, I always think it's like my there is that one video where she's wearing the smoky eye shadow.
Yeah.
And after that video came out, when I was working in a salon, every chick, can you do the smoky eye look like Shania Twain? She made it so famous.
She did.
Actually, speaking of the salon
stuff.
She
was goth country.
Yeah. But I liked the look in that video. Like, I think it was like a black tie and a white shirt. And,
yeah. That was the Man I Feel Like a Woman.
That one.
Yeah.
Are people still asking for the Brazilian blowout as much? Is that a thing?
Oh, no. Nobody wants that anymore.
That came in when?
Isn't it, like, super damaging to your hair?
Oh, yeah. No, it's more like Health Canada pulled it off the market because...
It's a Brazilian blow-up. It sounds sexual. Like, yes, yeah. Please. I'll take two.
I had one of those once, and my hair still looked exactly the same.
It's basically, it's a smoothing system, so it doesn't straighten your hair, but, like, if your hair is frizzy and you're flattering it all the time, it smooths it.
Oh, okay.
So they pulled it off the market.
Yeah, yeah, because there was some chemical in it that wasn't good.
Hmm. Funny how that would work out.
Yeah, you didn't. I told you about that.
I knew
it
that.
Can't
it was,
be worse
I didn't
than
know
the
it,
chemical
realized
that's
it was
in that hair that or that shit that black people put in their hair to relax their hair.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, but that shit is crazy.
Yeah, no, that stuff's really bad. Yeah. But I think with the Brazilian, it was because you put this lotion in the person's hair.
Yeah.
And then you blow dry it and flatter in it with this lotion in it. So there's a whole bunch of steam coming off of it. And there was something
carcinogenic. Yeah.
In there that was going into the stylist's face and nose, and they were breathing it in. So with the stuff that you put on hair to straighten it, like, mm-hmm. it's not good for you, but it doesn't smoke into your face.
Yeah.
It's bad enough that you guys have to deal with all the shitty chemicals you do, right? So.
Yeah, but the chemicals are getting so much better, honestly.
That's
like,
good.
The perms are not as bad. They don't stick as much. And, like,
perms.
The color line that we have right now, I can't even smell it.
Hmm.
And a lot of the stuff is, you know, yeah, it's getting better.
All right, let's finish this guy off and we'll...
Looking at God and not staring in the mirror. When they cast their votes, they cast them with an eye to what God desires, not fallen human nature. But as the body politic continues to be ravaged by the cancer of ignorant, self-centered...
Blah, 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 blah.
This is the kind of guy that is going to, like, airport washrooms and getting a gummer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. A small Filipino male.
Clearly, if he hasn't already, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you say from another dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it's always the one.
I'm not gay. It doesn't mean I'm gay if you're sucking it.
He's handling my baggage.
And it's funny because, especially in politics, it's always the guys who speak out the most.
Yeah.
Who always are voting no against, you know, like gay marriage. Always guaranteed the loudest guys who are shouting the loudest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving her and taking her. Easy.
Because wasn't there the one guy who was, it was years ago, and he was in high up politician in like the U.S., and he was speaking out against homosexuality, and then he ended up having a guy who he was paying to get meth and to do sexual acts.
That
with
was
him and
stuff. That was Ted Haggard.
Yeah.
Who remember that
He's
movie we watched?
Really?
Yeah.
Like talking about that?
Yeah. With his wife. They're still together.
Oh, because he went to like a...
Oh, he's cured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quoting.
Oh. I know. I don't even know how Oprah gets some of her guests on and keeps a straight face.
It's like,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, commercial break, shut the fuck up. Really? Bitch, please.
Did you watch
now?
It?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So what was he trying to like...
Oh, no, they've drank the Kool-Aid. They think that he's totally cured and, yeah. Or, you know, he's presenting that way and his wife is, like, you know, snowed. Yeah. I'd be, like, a dot on the horizon. There goes Susie.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not even really that. It's more, like, you think about what her morals are and stuff. It's, like, a whole switch up of their lifestyle.
I think for me it's mostly the drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? You did what?
Meth or crack or something like some
Hooray.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a drug addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I have this clip which I found. It's actually a series of two clips put together of, you know, Tupac. Different perspectives at different points on his life. Here, I'll just play it here. It starts with the, I think he's about 17 years old in this first part.
Oh my goodness.
And goes on to his views further on in his life.
I've seen guys speak to women with this much respect, and I deplore that. My mother is just totally, I grew up, my mother raised me. So I have this much respect for women, and I fight often because of that. And it gives me a lot of friends. I mean, I get a lot of friends, I get a lot of friends because I have respect for women, ultra respect for women. But then, like, I was liking this girl in Tam, and I'm extra nice, you know, extra gentleman. I'm extra just like, oh, you're beautiful and you deserve the best. And she told me I was too nice. I couldn't believe it. It wouldn't work because I was too nice. That was the ultimate stab in the back. So I went through a week of just going, forget it, I'm just going to be like them. Because they seem to get the girls, and they call girls the B word.
Bitches ain't shit. We don't love them hoes, and it's like that.
I feel as though it really ain't as big as everybody make it, you know? Even the females know it's bitches. Females don't even hang with females, you know what I'm saying? So why would they expect a nigga to understand something they don't understand? You know what I'm saying? That's
what... Yeah, what a difference a few years makes.
Wow.
Stay in school, kids.
One, kiss your mother with that mouth.
The B word. Bitches ain't shit.
That was some nice editing there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
These bitches is like boss. She out there handling her business. She ain't saying, why you call me bitch? She clowning, you know, and that's what you do. That's how you show and prove. But no nigga gonna fuck with her. If you call yourself a bitch, who can call you a bitch? Niggas need to stop giving these bitches all the attention. That's why niggas is dying now. When these hoes get horny, niggas die. Hoes get horny, niggas die.
I get a lot of friends because I have respect for women. Ultra respect for women. But then, like, I was liking this girl in Tam.
Handling her business. She ain't saying, why you call me bitch? She clowning. You know, and that's what you do. That's how you show and prove. But no nigga gonna fuck with her. If you call yourself a bitch, who can call you a bitch?
I don't even understand what he's saying.
But then, like, I was liking...
Pardon?
I don't even understand what he's saying there.
You're not down with it?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Something to do with bitches ain't shit.
And... but hoes and
all
chicks.
I hear is bitches and hoes and then the bad N-word.
Yeah.
And then dead.
Oh, like, really?
Niggas be dying. Oh.
When they're horny.
Yeah.
Oh.
When bitches get horny, niggas be dying, is what he said.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody did.
No.
This girl in Tam. And, and I'm extra nice. You know, niggas die. Hoes get horny, niggas die. Watch, every time, every funeral you go to, it's a bitch that was horny the night before. And Tam. And I'm extra nice, you know, extra gentleman. I'm extra just like, oh, you're beautiful and you deserve the best.
It's a bitch that was horny the night before. So you need to start checking these bitches.
Oh,
keep
God.
Your dick in. Niggas need to go back to the OG penitentiary days and start jacking off.
But then, like, I was liking this girl in Tam. And I'm extra nice, you know, extra gentleman. I'm extra just like, oh, you're beautiful and you deserve
it. He doesn't even seem like the same person.
No, he's a completely different person. Like, I think maybe there's...
So he knows how to talk normal.
Yes.
Okay.
And mama raised him right. But apparently, learned other things between those two periods of time. I think there's really only about 3 years difference between those two clips.
What?
When did he die? Like, how old was he when he died?
Well, it was in 97. So I think he was 20...
He was pretty young.
Yeah, he was definitely in his 20s.
Probably that magical age of 27.
Everybody dies at 20s.
We talked about that the other night.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I guess, a lot of people. What, Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison. Yeah.
Janis Joplin.
Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm.
No, she was 36.
No,
that was her bust size.
I don't even have a thank you to
put up.
No,
she wasn't, Eric.
All right.
I have it in my Vanity Fair magazine.
Well, I can look it up on Wikipedia.
Go for it.
Right, I'll do that.
You got the Google right there.
I'm doing stuff though. All right. Actually, yeah.
Okay, we have another story. Medical clown increases pregnancy rates with IVF.
Ugh.
I don't know what that is.
In vitro fertilization.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That IVF. All right.
A study of 229 Israeli women undergoing in vitro fertilization to treat infertility found that a 15-minute visit from a trained medical clown immediately after the embryos were placed
in the
womb.
Wait, hold up. Did you say trained medical clown?
Yes, he went to Patch Adams.
Medical clown in quotations.
Did he study under Dr. Robin Williams?
You're going to get pregnant.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, like class 102, awakenings.
I'm so totally taking clown college seriously now.
Okay, so increased... So the clowns come there, and then it increases the chance of pregnancy to 36% compared with 28% for women whose embryo transfer was comedy-free.
I got money that says that these clowns, they're just really virile, and that they're just making it happen. You know what I'm saying? The old-fashioned way. Very virile clowns.
That's a very good point. Yeah, of course, they get pregnant more easy, but that's because...
they're being studded.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
it's a theory.
We're just reading between the lines here. Right?
It's probably a good theory. In the trial, the professional medical clown, who was dressed as a chef and performed the same light routine each time, visited patients during the half hour after embryo transfer, when women typically stay laying down and allow the embryos to settle in. The idea was to help reduce women's stress, which laughter has been shown to do, and hopefully reap the psychological benefits. Researchers have long known that stress can sometimes play a role in infertility. The condition not only creates stress by itself, but treatments for it can often add to the burden. During IVF, women's ovaries must be artificially stimulated to produce multiple eggs, a process that requires several drugs delivered by injection. Then the eggs are retrieved and inseminated outside the body. Oh, that's so crazy. After the embryos grow for 3 to 5 days, the most viable ones are placed back into the uterus.
So...
You don't really have sex. Like, the chemist makes your sperm and eggs.
Okay, so I guess the question we're all wondering
is a baby cocktail.
Where does the rubber chicken factor into all this? Because I didn't hear anything about it in the story there, and I was wondering, okay.
Well, and why is the clown dressed up as a chef?
Well, there's hobo clowns. There's sexy chef clowns. There's like a no pants the clown. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Actually, I don't know. Was it a Swedish chef routine?
Murky, murky, murky.
That's not actually that funny, though.
That is funny. That would get me pregnant.
Stop! I'm having babies.
I think I already am. All right. This is actually a thing sent in from a listener of our show named Calvin. I've actually been holding on to this for a while, but I think it's
you've heard of Calvin, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody knows Calvin now, Eric.
He's the person who sends us, usually the subject line of the emails I get are stupid links, more stupid links. And they're all pretty good. This is one which is actually a termination form from Domino's Pizza.
For him?
No. That he found on the internet. And this is an actual termination notice from an employee whose name has been blacked out.
Isn't Domino's the one where they put snot on their stuff? Remember that video that we found where these people were literally putting snot on their pizza?
Yeah, there's happening last Domino's. Year.
Yeah.
But this is
I'm pretty sure it happens a lot in fast food places.
This is...
Yeah.
Yep. So this is the final warning for an unnamed assistant manager at Domino's Pizza. The details of incident are as follows. Came to work intoxicated on unknown substance, possibly of hallucinogenic nature. Referred to customers as bovine and porkine. and that's in quotes. After a customer complained, he told her to go straddle a narwhal.
Oh, no.
You chlorinated gene pool.
Oh, no.
What? was removed from customer service to pizza cutting area where he wrote messages to customers concerning their nature of pie. That's P-I. All right. He became frustrated when he could only recite pi to the 46th digit. When told to go home, he smeared lava cake mix over his face.
Okay, I want to know how they know that.
I think there were a lot of people watching him at this point.
I want to smear lava cake mix on my face.
How do you miss so your mouth? Fun. Lava cake. It's delicious. Why put it in? Like, really, you've got problems if you're missing your mouth.
When told to go home, he smeared lava cake mix all over his face and yelled, "I'm Rick James, bitch." And was not...
Okay, that's why that's he funny. Didn't get it to his mouth.
Yeah. Blank was not rostered on for any shift today. Action to be taken. Termination. Failure... Well, yeah, anyways, so that was it. Last...
Oh my goodness, that's
awesome. It sounds
awesome.
Like he really wanted to quit that job and just decided to go out in a blaze of glory.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to... If it's a job you really don't plan on putting on your resume... And you really don't give a shit about it, may as well go out.
I had an ex once who had a shitty job at co-op when we were, like, just got out of school.
Yeah.
And he did a resignation letter where it was like, "I'm going on tour with Ricky Martin, his Canadian tour of Latino Fire. I get to wear sequins." it was amusing. And he actually, like, submitted that as his resignation letter. And apparently they posted it in the break room.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Everybody needs a lot.
Yeah.
Trying to think, like, any when I was a kid working, I guess, Domino's type jobs, if any person quit in a spectacular way like that.
I had, when I was really young, like junior high or whatever.
Yeah.
I had a flyer route, and I probably have told this story before, but I hated doing the flyer route so much because nobody wanted the flyers.
Nope.
Yeah.
They would all get mad at you, and it's like, I'm just doing this job, and I don't know what flyers are because I don't even look at them at that age, right? So sometimes I would throw them out. Not deliver them at all.
Oh, I don't think you were the only one. My brother had to deliver pizza flyers, and... Yeah. Usually he'd turn the corner in the alley and dump them in a dumpster.
I did that once, except the flyers I dumped were being delivered for a Cub Scouts fundraiser. So which makes it maybe a little bit worse, but I dumped, and they found them.
Oh no!
They confronted me and I lied right to their face because I dumped them. I'm not sure what these things are, but I guess in school fields you see like these sort of wooden panels that flip up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're for, right? But
baseball?
I don't know. Anyways, I dumped the flyers in there, and it's somehow somebody had found them. I don't know what this...
Sounds like Groundskeeper Willie.
Sounds like an asshole.
Sounds like you need that Confessions app.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's $1.99.
So what about crappy jobs?
What a bunch of cocksuckers.
Yeah.
It's a Catholic church. I can't help it.
Have you quit any crappy jobs?
I've never quit a job. Really?
Really?
Well, I've resigned, like, because I'm getting a new job, but I've never been like, "Fuck you, flip the table, I'm out of here," sort of thing. No.
What about you, Scott?
Come to think of it, neither have I. Not like that. Not angrily.
No, I've never done it, but have you ever gotten fired?
No, not yet. I mean, not touch wood, but I'm not going to knock
it. It's not real wood, it's IKEA. Yeah.
I've been fired before, and thankfully it was pretty gentle. It was kind of like pat on the back, and, you know.
Time to go.
It's time for you to move on.
All right. Speaking of moving,
we were trying to get some stories from our listeners.
Oh yeah, because this
for
was
if you've left a job in that sort of way or whatever, and nobody sent us anything.
It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad news.
I was really sad.
Rochelle's
listeners, more stories, please.
That's right. Anyways, I think we're gonna wrap this show up. It's been a bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, thanks for listening to Tip Top Tip for the last hour and a bit. As we say on every show, if you have any topic ideas, questions, stories, anything you'd like to share, send them our way. info@tiptaptip.com.
And as Eric writes in all capital letters, tell a friend.
Because I mean it. when I write it in capitals and I bold it and I print it out on a piece of paper, that means I'm not fucking around. Tell your friends about the show. Because you like listening to our show and we like you listening to our show. But we also like lots of people listening to our show. So pass the word along. It's all good.
Yes, and thank you, Susie and Scott, for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to email us and send us stuff, info@tiptaptip.com. And you can visit our website, Twitter and Facebook, stuff like that. Buy a t-shirt, you know, all that good shit.
Yeah, we have t-shirts. They're pretty fucking nice.
They will get you laid.
Well, we can't guarantee that. We don't want any lawyers contacting us. But we can say that they do look really good.
Shame we can reserve one for you.
Billy behind the dumpster.
They will get you laid in a parkade.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It even rhymes.
What else we got going on? Let's see here. Well, we mentioned the shirts. We have, our website, of course, if you want to go there.
I already mentioned that. I got it covered, Eric. It's all done.
You guys are done. It's done.
No, I think there's more than one thing that's going to be done for show.
Cut. What? Cut.
You and me.
That's kind of unlikely.
No, it's jokes. Don't get all worried, listeners. We joke around. We really do love each other. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
This is Susie.
And I'm Scott.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.